Amen. Amen. God's people, so gifted. Amen. And I thank God when I see people of God using their gifts in the house of the Lord. Amen. Because truly God gave us gifts to glorify Him and not boast to ourselves. So I just thank God when I see it in the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come once again just to say thank you, Lord. God, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness. And thank you, God, for your favor towards us. God, we come also with thanksgiving in our hearts that you have kept us as a church body for 8 years. People have gone and others have come, God. But you've kept us, God, as a church family. And God, we say thank you. God, we gather once again because we desire to hear a word from you. Meet each and every person right where they are, God, in the name of Jesus. Allow your spirit to move within them, God, as you heal, as you deliver, as you set some things free and deliver people, God. God, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do this morning, God. So God, if there be anything in me that's not pleasing to thee, take it away right now in the name of Jesus. God, whatever you give me, I am committed, Lord, to stand here and declare it before your people. So Holy Spirit, now have your way in this place. Allow your power, your presence, your anointing, your glory to flow throughout this entire building and have your way. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. Let the church say amen. 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 God, I thank you for 8 years. God, I thank you for our church family. I ask now that you go to Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. That's been our theme all year, that we're going to trust and obey God. So if you go to Proverbs chapter 3. And I will be reading verse 5 and 6 only for your hearing. Amen. Oh, I know. As many of you know, it's my favorite scripture, which I try to live by each and every day. And Minister Marcus has joined with me on that favorite scripture. God showed it to me so many years ago. So please stand when you found Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. 3, 5, and 6. If you're able, if you're not able, just follow along in your Bible with everyone else. But we thank God for these words, these words. And it reads this way in the New King James Version of the Bible. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. In the African American Contemporary English Version, it says this: with all your heart, you must trust the Lord and not your own judgment. Always allow him to lead you. Come on. And he will clear the road for you to follow. Let the church say amen and please be seated. And please be seated. With all your heart, you must trust the Lord and not your own judgment. Always let him lead you. And he will clear the road for you to follow. And I pray someone can hold on to those words. Not just this day and this week, but forever. I believe they will bless you. So God gave a title for our message on this anniversary Sunday. 6 words. He's saying to our church, we have a charge to keep. We have a charge to keep. I'm going to say it one more time because I want you to begin to understand what God is saying to Abundant Life. We have a charge to keep.
Amen.
When Abundant Life opened the doors in November 2010, it required a group of believers who decided they were going to trust and obey God. During the past 8 years, many of us decided we are going to continue to trust and obey God. Amen. Even when we did not understand all he was doing in our church and even in our personal lives, we made a choice, you all, to trust him and to believe his holy word that tells us we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. And for those who are called according to his purpose, let the church say amen. See, it took a faithful few to establish this church. So when the first of the month meetings and strategic plans were not going our way, we had plans and many plans. They didn't always go our way, but there was always a core, a special group of believers in our church who realized that the Bible tells us that many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's God's purpose that will prevail. So we pressed on. God wanted us not to lose heart in doing good, because in due season we will reap if we faint not. God doesn't want us to grow weary, because things don't always look the way we think they should look, you all. Because when we look with these physical eyes, we may not understand what God is doing. But we made a choice, you all, to stand on the word of God, to not doubt him at all, but to stand.
Yes.
So as we look at what God has given us, church, we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. See, we have a charge to keep. We cannot waver in this thing. Now, it not only applies to our church, but to our personal lives, you all. So, yes, Abundant Life, we have much to thank God for this morning. Oh, yes, we do. And much to celebrate God for. It's not about us, but it's what our God has done in our church. I've watched 8 years of people growing spiritually, and I say hallelujah. People growing, blessing of babies, people being baptized, forming ministries. I said, hallelujah, God. I thank you.
Hallelujah.
God, I thank you for the vision to move from this rental situation into our own church. God, I thank you in advance. God, we have so much to be grateful for this morning. However, church, our story continues to be written. The journey continues on, and I'm not tired yet. I don't know about you. The journey continues, and I'm not tired yet.
Yes.
I heard somebody say, God ain't finished with us yet. And God is saying, keep the faith, Abundant Life. There are many benefits ahead of you if you trust and believe my word. See, the word says this, people: I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into heart of man.
Amen.
The things God has prepared for those who love him. And yes, we love the Lord in this place. Am I right about it? We love God in this place.
Hallelujah.
See, our greater is yet on the way. But we have to believe it and move in faith and trust and obey him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me kind of get to the scripture because I get excited about what God is doing because I've seen it in the spiritual realm. So it just has to manifest here on earth. Let somebody say amen. Do you believe that it starts in the spirit first and then God brings it down to earth for his believers and those who love him and those who trust in him? Hallelujah, God. Our morning scripture. Written by a wise king, King Solomon. We're told that he reigned around the 10th century BC. Wisest man that ever lived. Son of King David. And the king gave a charge to his son. He said, "My son, obey God. Keep his statutes, his commandments, as it is written in the law, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you go." In other words, King David told his son to obey God that he may prosper. What a powerful directive for a father to give to his son. And God is saying the same thing to Abundant Life this morning. Yes. You have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. You must trust and obey me, my word, and do what it says. If you believe it, let the believers say amen. 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 And many know about the Second Chronicles when Solomon went to God and said, "God." God asked Solomon, first of all, "What can I give you as the king?" The king asked for wisdom, you all, to lead the people. Now, that's who wrote this to us today. He said, "How can I lead the people without wisdom?" Now, let me ask you this question. If God asked you, "I will give you whatever you want," what would you ask for? Really? Come on. Talk back to me. What would you ask for? Would you ask for wisdom? All right. Just thought I would check. But Solomon showed wisdom even as a new king. That he recognized he could not rule the land on his own. That he needed godly wisdom to rule the people. But the good news is because he was so humble, God not only gave him wisdom, he gave him more possessions than any king ever had before him or even after him. See, God honors humility. Oh yeah, God honors humility. So let's just take a brief look at the culture of what was happening. Why did King Solomon write this word? He was writing to the Israelites, the Jewish people, to encourage them to obtain wisdom and discipline and live a prudent life and do what was right in the sight of God, because he was seeing the people being influenced by all the pagan people around them. Basically, he was instructing them to live a godly life in an ungodly world. Which is not simple. Come on, you. Living godly when all ungodly people are all around you. Am I right about it? It's a difficult thing to do sometimes. When all the temptation, all the pretty things, all the glittery things, all those things that turn you on. How do you stay godly in an ungodly society? King Solomon wanted the Israelites to apply divine wisdom daily because he knew it was difficult. You all know what I'm talking about. Someone said knowledge is knowing facts and wisdom is applying those facts. So you don't have to need to know how to apply this word, you all. The Bible says in James, if you like wisdom, ask of God, who gives generously. See, we got to get this thing right because temptation and sin is real, even in the church. Not in Abundant Life. But temptation and sin is real. So you have to really keep your face in this word if you're going to live right. So if you study the history of Israelites, there were times when they were obedient, following God, and times when they actually act like the people all around them, like they even had forgotten their God who told them, "Let there be no other gods before me." But each time that Solomon would pray for them, they would come back to God and God would forgive the people. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. He still forgives us. Say, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Surrounded by distractions. Yes, we are. Things that will get our attention. But they had a praying king. So you always need a prayer warrior in your corner. When you fall short of the glory, believe it or not, somebody is praying for you. In fact, the people of God, as we focus on this scripture this morning, that tells us to trust the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall and he will direct your path. See, I don't understand what God is always doing. Things get a little fuzzy to me sometimes when I look out and see what people are doing and how my life is going. I have to go to the scripture. God, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm going to trust you with all my heart. I'm not going to try and figure it out. I'm not going to lean to my own intellect, God. I'm going to trust you. And that's what God is saying to Abundant Life. As you press into year 9, you must trust me. There may be times when you get weary. There may be times when you don't understand what's even happening with the finances of the church or even with the people of the church. But you must trust me. Trust me. I know what's going on. I am not confused about what's happening in the church. I'm just moving and shaping and purging some people. But you must trust me. You must trust me. Hallelujah. 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 Throughout the Bible, we hear about people who really trusted God and they were tested. And so many people in the Bible that truly believed the word, and no matter what, they stood on the word. No matter what it looked like, they would not waver. So I'm going to just remind you of these three Hebrew boys just for a moment. Hallelujah. They were called what? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Enslaved in Babylon. They were called to worship and bow down to a golden image. But they were children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And they said, no, we will not bow down. Hallelujah. We have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. We will not bow down. Can you get like that? No matter what the world is doing, I shall not bow down. Hallelujah. If you read the story, if you read the story, you know they had a made up mind. They believed in God and he was the only true God, the only God they would worship people. So the king heard about him. Said, bring them to me. Hallelujah. Bring them to me. So he gave them another chance to bow down before a golden image. Hallelujah. He told them, if you don't bow down, I will throw you into the fiery furnace. You all know this story. Hallelujah. 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 But they say, oh, king, nice king, we do not serve your gods, nor shall we bow down to your ways in this golden image. We will not do that, O king. King, we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. We will not bow down. Hallelujah. The young men trusted the Lord with all their heart, and they refused to lean to their own understanding, you all. In all their ways, they believe God will direct their path. He would deliver them. Because he was still God, creator of heaven and earth. Still God, you all, Jehovah Jireh. He was still God, no matter what it looks like. He was their way maker. Still God, yes, he was the miracle worker. They would not bow down. Still God, the promise keeper. Hallelujah. So they refuse to bow down. Hallelujah. See, you all know the end of the story, you all. Hallelujah. You know what they said. King, oh king, oh king, our God is able to deliver us. But if he doesn't deliver us, he's still God, and we shall not bow down. Come on, you all. What are you bowing down to this morning? God wants us to refuse to bow down to anything. He is the God of all. He does not want us to bow down to the world's ways. God, Lord, we have a charge to keep, and we have a God to glorify with our lives. We shall not bow down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all know the story. Hallelujah. He put them in the fiery furnace, and the king looked in. He said, didn't we put three people in there? He said, I see a fourth person, and it looks like the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What happens when you don't bow down? God intervenes in your story. He delivers. He heals. He sets you free if you won't bow down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let me try to end it up a little bit. So they came. Our king said, come out of that fire. Hallelujah. So the story says they came out. Didn't smell like smoke. Hair wasn't even singed. Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. He said, Meshach. Hallelujah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. I worship your God. Because I've seen no God that can deliver like him. No God like your God. There is nobody greater. But people of God, we just have to trust in the Lord and wait on him when you don't even understand what he's doing. See, we can't get past this next year unless we trust and obey. Some things may look a little funny. People may even act a little funny. People may even talk a little funny, but we have to decide. We have a charge to keep and a God to glorify with our lives. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our world is not so different now than it was back then. We don't call it the pagan world. I call it just a sinful world. Setting idols for us to bow down to. Ungodly music. You all know what I'm talking about. Videos that you would be ashamed to let your mama see. Movies, come on. The world is so full of corruption. People are calling wrong right and right wrong, justifying unjust behavior. So people of God, we have to decide whose report will you believe. You have to decide, will you bow down to the world's ways, or will you keep your charge? We have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Where do you fall on that? Hallelujah. God, help me finish this up. God, we are grateful for the 8 years, but we look forward to trusting you in year 9. Yes, Lord. See, trusting doesn't mean that everything is going to go all right. It does not mean that you're not going to have any trials and tribulations. Because first thing the world would tell you, I thought you were saved. I thought you were going up in the church. Why you got so many problems? That's the world. Hallelujah. But they don't know anything about our way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Yeah, you're in this world. You will go through. But you can trust me, I will be right there with you in the middle of it. Hallelujah. So on this journey called life, help me, Holy Spirit, wind this up. On this journey called life, as believers, as the church, we must recognize, no, we're not exempt from pain, from tragedy, from disappointment, from your life changing without notice. So we have to decide, God, I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. I'm not going to use my intellect to figure it out. God, I'm going to turn it all to you. Because, God, I believe if I handle your business, that you're going to take care of my business. Let the church say amen. But this is something you have to believe. You have to walk this thing out. You can't get weary when things are not going your way. Because God gave us a word. He said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. But you got to know this word, believe this word, and apply this word to your life in the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, God, help me finish this. Oh, God, I got so much in my spirit. Hallelujah. We have a charge to keep you all. A God to glorify with our lives wherever we go, wherever we travel. We must just remember the charge to your church. Hallelujah. Nothing is going to go wrong that God can't handle. God said, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not do you harm. Hallelujah. Plans to give you a future. That's the word for our church. But we have a charge to keep. Hallelujah. We must remain faithful people of God and trust and obey his word. Trust his promises. But the only way you're going to know those promises is you're going to read that word. You got to read the word because there are so many benefits for all of us. Help me, Holy Spirit. A charge to keep. A God to glorify. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what it looks like around you. It doesn't matter what president is in office. It doesn't matter what laws they pass or implement. No matter how the world tries to modify the word of God for its purpose, the church must not dumb down his word to accommodate the people in the world. Let the church say amen. We cannot submit to being people pleasers up in here. Hallelujah. A charge to keep. A God to glorify. Hallelujah. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, church. A charge to keep, a God to glorify, represent Christ well here on earth. A charge to keep, and a God to glorify. Love your neighbors as you love yourself. A charge to keep, a God to glorify. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. A charge to keep and a God to glorify. We cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for all people who believe. A God to glorify. Hallelujah, Jesus. A charge to keep. God, help me wind this down. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. That's all I want to say to you all. We have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Yeah, it's Communion Sunday. Yeah, we're going long, but we have a God to glorify with all that we do, you all. Hallelujah. See, God knew we couldn't get it right on our own. That's why he sent Jesus. Oh, yes, he did. He sent Jesus. And we're going to celebrate communion today because he could have come down from that cross, but he decided to stay for you, for me, that while sin's souls would be delivered. See, we have a God to glorify. Yes, we do. His blood came streaming down. For you and for me. The blood that saves, the blood that delivers, the blood that sets free, the blood that reconciles, and that blood still works, y'all. Still works, hallelujah. So, abundant life, our story goes on. I don't know how many people will go with us, but we're gonna press on because we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Oh, yes, we do. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness towards us. Thank you. Somebody said, great is your faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. So God is saying to us this morning, I need you all to just remember this little hymn. All to Jesus, I surrender. all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. Abundant life. God is not finished with us yet. This is just the beginning. We have a charge to keep because we are a great church, you all, serving a great God, committed to his great commandment to carry out his great commission. Let the believers say amen. We're going to celebrate our God for the rest of this day and the rest of our lives because, see, we have this charge to keep. We have this God that we must glorify, Marcus. We're not quitting now. See, quitting is just not an option for us. We love the Lord because he's heard our cry. So I say, I surrender all, God. God, I give you my all. I said yes so long ago, Lord God, and I trust you with abundant life. Please stand all over the sanctuary. Can you just sing softly with the choir? God, thank you.
Come on, just say I
surrender all. Oh, I surrender.
Yes, God. We surrender, God, to you. A charge to keep, and God, we want to glorify you with our lives. Is that your testimony this morning? If so, please sing along with the choir. Are you willing to surrender? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God, for 8 years, God. God, thank you for leading when I didn't know where we were going. Thank you, God. I believe you all are saved. But does everybody have a church home as we press into year 9? Is anyone willing to join with us as we keep our charge to God and we glorify our God? Is there anyone without a church home this morning? We will love you. We will encourage you. We won't talk about you. We'll cry with you. We'll pray with you. And we'll celebrate with you. So I open the altar before communion for prayer. Is there anything you just want to talk to Jesus about? Do you want to recommit this day? God, I surrender all. Anybody want to recommit? Want God to do something in their lives, in their families? The altar is open. And there's nothing wrong with being the first one to run down to the altar. It shows that you're humble and you don't mind, no matter who's looking. I'm going to Jesus. I'm going to surrender all. I want my life changed. I want my community changed. I want my family changed. The altar's open for everyone. Give everything to God that's not like him.
I surrender.
Yes, God. God, I'm giving it over to you. God, I recognize I have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. So I surrender anything that's not like you. God, I don't want to play church. I want to represent you well here on earth with my family. I want to be the one that let them know that all things work together for good for them who love the Lord. I want to be the one to tell my children, my nieces, my nephews, my parents, that God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. See, I have a charge to keep. Sometimes you have to tell your friends that, I'm sorry, I can't go there with you. I have a charge to keep and a God to glorify, so I surrender to him. There's some people we're going to have to leave behind, you all, because we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. God said, don't worry about the ones that won't go. You keep on pressing on in my will. God, thou will be done in our church. God, thou will be done in our church as we surrender all to you. Thank you, God. I surrender all. The altar is still open. It's our anniversary, so yeah, we're going a little long, but we're going to feed you afterwards. But we want to be in God's will right now. We want to take the time to be sure everybody's come to the altar and everybody's set free of anything that's keeping them in bondage. The altar is still open. We have a charge to keep, a God to glorify with our lives. God, I'm going to trust you with all my heart. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding, my little small mind. God, I trust you. God, I trust you with this church. God, I don't know everything you're going to do, but I trust you, God. So I surrender to you. Everybody been to the altar. I want you to go out of here healed, delivered, free, excited about God. Yeah, God. Trust you, God. We will trust you, Lord. We will trust you. We will trust you. I know y'all heard this before. Last call. Surrender. Last call. Maybe somebody can relate to that. Last call for the altar. Has everybody been to the altar? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I do believe a family that prays together stays together, you all. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anyone else? We're not going to rush the altar call. We want you to take your time. Has everyone been at the altar? All families been at the altar in Jesus' name. Prayer changes things. Prayer makes the difference. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, as you move through this place, God. Thank you, God, as you move through this place.